Well, welcome to this edition of King's Cast, a sporting edition of King's Cast. What a wonderful place to do it. 24 degrees right here on the JS Wide Oval. It doesn't get any better than this. Academic excellence, as we always know, is our focus here at the King's School. But where does the character development happen? Well, it happens here on the sporting fields. Today, I'm joined not only again by Mr. Robbie Williams, our acting deputy head of co-curricula, but also by Mr. Phipps, long-serving staff member and director of sport, to find out his views on what's happened in the winter season gone past and what qualities he can hope Kingsmen will benefit from in such a time.
The boys have been extremely resilient, and I've got to pay tribute through this interrupted period to the masters in charge, to the coaches of the teams who have put together many resources that have gone online so that boys have been able to practice the skills, do some drills and get themselves prepared for when summer sport does start, and in fact during the winter sport season when they were off, they could at least keep their fitness up and keep their skills developing. We've had a number of arrangements that have had to be made, but in all of that we must remember that we have completed a complete summer season of sport, and we got well into the winter season before that winter season was unfortunately curtailed. In terms of summer, the boys performed extremely well. Nobody can argue that premierships, two premierships in tennis, first and seconds, a seconds cricket premiership and the win in the Head of the River Regatta by the first eight were absolutely outstanding performances. There has been an enormous amount of effort going from my colleagues across all schools and looking at a summer sports program, which if it doesn't commence in term four, certainly will commence in late January and carry us through to the Head of the River in mid-March. I was extremely excited yesterday when I found that the headmasters of the GPS schools had in fact ratified the decision of the committee of the GPS and awarded the cross-country premiership on the basis of the five out of the eight competition rounds that were run. So our boys performed extremely well there and are deserved GPS cross-country premiership winners. Congratulations to all of those boys and indeed to Mr. Gavin and the coaches.
All credit to those boys for the thousands of kilometres that they had put in over so many years. So it was just such a great success for them and really glad that we could get a result at the end. And thanks to our coaches. We've got a great group of coaches with Mr. Brotherton and Jai Perrott and Miss Little who have just brought some great enthusiasm to our program, much needed, over the last couple of years. And that's really elevated cross-country significantly.
Well, it's quite an honour actually to be the captain of the team. And luckily for us, we got in quite a few competitions before the term two holidays.
Cross country, at first, you think it's an individual sport, but in all honesty, it's one of the biggest team sports that I've come across. No other sport do you have to race individually, but work as a team so much as cross country. At the end of the day, we perform better when we work together.
You know, having 1% of the team is more important than having 99% of yourself. So I think definitely training in a group environment, you're at every training session, even though it's not the first thing you're thinking of, but you're always kind of pushing against the people next to you, almost competing with them. And that makes you, you know, push a lot harder and get ready for the races on the weekend.
And now we move on to our summer sports. And unlike most of our sports that can be done at home with a bat or a ball or on a mountain bike, rowing is a different kettle of fish. We get to speak to our director of rowing, Mr. Julian Huxley, to see how he is preparing his oarsmen for the upcoming season.
Luckily, a lot of the boys have rowing machines, like you can see here. One of the key parts of rowing is getting into a routine of healthy exercise and building on the confidence that brings, because you've been disciplined and you've adhered and you've worked hard, and that gives the kids confidence. And so whether they're running or doing body circuits, which I've been joining in, leading it with some of these Zoom sessions, or whether they're doing ergs, which are fantastic, then the main thing is that they're exercising more so their will. Willpower is just exactly like a muscle. The more you use it, the stronger it gets. If you let it go, then that's why we sometimes fall into a rut. That's the main thing we've been trying to get the guys into, using their willpower and getting active.
We've spoken a lot about being prepared, controlling what you can control, and I know you've had a lot of challenges in your sporting journey. So what key message would you give to our Kings boys for life after lockdown?
Well, given that we're all in lockdown and we all got our own experience of it, I've been impressed with just how much resilience the kids have showed. And I thought, try and make compulsory training sessions. And there's been upwards of 20 consistently turning up. And if they can't make it, they submit their scores. It's been incredible, the energy they've shown. And I think that's a little bit the power of purpose that we have to offer the kids in these times, that we will get through it. And yeah, just how they've taken it on and shown that commitment and determination, notwithstanding the circumstance, has been amazing. And it's fortunately rubbed off on me as well. I'm very proud of the boys.
We have a huge number of sports here at King's that are high skills and drills based, like cricket, tennis, badminton, water polo and basketball. I spoke to Mr. Chapman about what those sports are doing whilst in lockdown so that the boys are prepared for summer sport in term four.
We've put together a few distance learning programs for all different sports across the curriculum. And what that incorporates is many different skills and abilities and can go across all different sport levels and all different fitness levels. What I would recommend for a lot of the kids is to take a look at that distance learning program, click on all the links, have a watch of the videos, and see what you can incorporate in something as simple as dribbling a basketball, or if you have a hoop, go out and shoot some hoops. If you've got a couple of basketballs and you want to test yourself and push yourself out of your comfort zone, go and watch some more videos of the more advanced skills. You don't need any equipment, any type of extraordinary equipment. You can just jump out in the nature strip and just do dribbling with two basketballs out there. You don't need huge amounts of room either. Just jump out, grab a basketball and start dribbling. The key thing is to get a ball in hand and make sure that you're not sitting at home doing nothing.
Use the challenging times to cut away all the waste and all the things that we needlessly worry about, and find out what you really care about and then try and live that.
Well, it's an incredible school with a massively important co-curricular program of which sport is a key component. You've heard today from some wonderful staff, passionate, learned. You've heard today from some kids who are loving what is going on in this particular space. Please don't forget to reach out if there's any ways that you think that we can improve the program. You know the email address, you can see it here. Stay safe, be kind to each other. Don't forget your vaccinations. We'll see you next time.